By the way, Shador is going to be fine. Full go.
So are we talking first round? Or are we talking first team reps for Shador? Ones for Shador.
I'm not I don't know.
Kevin, I know you can hear me. And I know people in the building can hear me. Give me a handful of reps with the ones. Just give us some reps with the ones. Kevin, I know you're there. I'm begging you. Give me five reps with the ones. Joe don't need him. He's old
as five.
Joe don't need him. He's old as the hills. Give him to Shador. Give five for Shador. Can we have that? First team reps. First team reps. Come on. Do it.
It's today the day.
Do it, Kevin.
Are we going to get him?
Put him in, Kevin.
Or is he going to be...
First team reps.
Is he going to be throwing to Sal Canella?
No,
Luke Foria.
No more Gage. No offense to Gage.
Hey, Gage is having himself a camp.
Gage, what are you talking
Gage
about?
Gage Livernoy, whatever his last name is, I forget. Sorry, Gage. I can't remember it off the top of
my people you Larvidane. May know now.
Gage Larvidane. Gage, no offense. Sal, no offense. Luke Foria, you know what? Any of these guys could probably make the team. So I mean no offense to any of you guys. It's an open wide receiver room. But come on. Jerry Judy, Shador Sanders, Jerry Judy, get the people what they want. Give them what they want. You guys want to go there and watch? For the people driving to Berea right now, do you want to see them get ready for the season, or do you want to be entertained?
I think they want some entertainment.
I think they want to be entertained. Because ain't no one talking about Shador starting the season at week one. Ain't no one saying, are his most ardent supporters saying that he should be the week one starter? I don't even think they're saying that, are they? There probably are some out there. It's the internet, for crying out loud. No one's saying that. Give him some reps with the first team. Nathan said he deserved him. Nathan is watching every square inch of every square practice that they have. Nathan said he deserves some first team reps. Give him some first team reps. What does it hurt to get him out there for five reps? What's so bad? Give the people what they want. What, you didn't open Pandora's bleep box if you just give him five first team reps, did you? Is that such a bad thing? Good kid. Good head on his shoulders.
What's also funny is none of us a week from now.
Let Dylan Gabriel go out there and suck up the room so bad that Daryl had nothing but good things to say.
The funny thing about any of this, even Dylan Gabriel, how bad he's been. Shador could go out there today and be horrific. No one will care if on Friday against Carolina, regardless of who they go up against, if they look good. Like, we're not going to be talking about how bad Dylan Gabriel has been if Dylan Gabriel is incredible against Carolina. And we've seen all sorts of bad Browns quarterbacks light up preseason defenses. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. So what's funny is if you're worried about like, oh, are we going to put undue pressure on these guys? Who cares? Let's let them play. Let's let them go out there and play. That's what people want to see.
Give them five first team reps. Give the people what they want.
Nothing today is going to doom these quarterbacks. Because if it would, then these guys don't have the psyche to do this anyway.
Name the bad thing that could happen that you give them five first-team reps. Name the seriously bad thing. Other than things that God controls, like injuries and stuff. Name the bad thing that can happen you give them five first-team reps. Oh, what? People on the internet are going to want to give them six? Oh, you guys can handle guys on the internet over there in Berea. I have to handle people on the internet. It's okay. What's the matter with five first-team reps? What's the matter with 10 first-team reps for all that matter? I mean, but you only have so many first-team reps to go around. Give them five first-team reps. Hand the ball off three times. That's fine, too. Let them throw it twice. I'm not asking for much. All I'm asking is for some first-team reps. Put something out there that people... Could you imagine? Just think about the goodwill for a second. You get one of them slow-motion videos on the social media... Shador drops back, gives it a tap, looks. That slow motion spiral goes to Jerry Judy. The people dream. It's going to happen. Guys, you know it's going to happen eventually. Halfway through the year, it's going to happen. He ain't getting cut. He's going to make this football team. It's going to happen one way or the other. So you might as well let him go ahead and try to spin it. Couple of reps. That's all I'm asking. You can do your Dylan Gabriel thing. You can put him out there. Fine. Whatever. But come on. Kenny's coming back from injury. Joe don't need the reps. Joe knows this offense inside out, whatever. Offensive line knows him. Offensive line likes him. You don't got to worry about Joe. Joe's fine. Not Mavs first team reps. Come on.
Gear up for back to school with A-plus deal.
I'm here. Hello. Matt and Avon, you're next up with the fan. Hello, Matt.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well, Matt. Matt, do you want him to have first team reps today?
Yes. Shedeur Sanders is going to get first team reps today.
Boom. Let's go. Let's go.
Calling it right now.
Let's
and
go.
CJ Capes is here, and we're going to take the Mets series this week.
Boom. We're going to take the Mets series this week. Listen to Matt.
Double boom.
It's two out of three, one
Matt's
at a time.
Just on top of it. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Deshaun in Cleveland. Hello, Deshaun.
Fellas, I'm with you. Come on, man. Let's please.
That's the first team reps.
Can we get him some reps?
Give him some first team reps. He deserves it.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand. But listen, I'm here to talk about Joe Flacco real quick.
Oh, what? Right? Okay.
Listen, I understand that we have no future, right? But we let the Guardians get away with this, just win and get in the playoffs and let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Forget about I get 26 is coming. I get it. But can we just focus on 25? Listen, we had an injured team last time Joe Flacco was here. And he won four out of five games. They were injured. I'm talking about no left tackle, no left guard, no Nick Chubb.
But for,
they had no real players, and he was on fire.
But for
he
a
has
whole,
a whole
year,
training
though.
Camp. Listen, just listen. He has a whole training camp. Okay. I don't want to hear that this roster isn't just as good as the other roster. Okay.
Well,
What do you mean?
Deshaun, go look up that wide receiver room and get back to me on this.
Wait a minute. It was Cherry.
Deshaun, thank you for calling.
Jerry
no, I love
Judy
your calls.
Is this as good as Amari Cooper?
You know, I love your calls.
Am I saying something
okay,
wrong?
Okay, that's one. But
Njoku is there.
The
wait
room
a minute.
Was deeper.
Njoku is there. Njoku is there right now.
All right.
Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett, those guys are here.
Now he's selling me on it.
See?
So why is it no way possible that Joe can be just how he was 2 years ago?
How many games do you think they're going to win with Joe Flacco at quarterback?
I got us 9 or 10 wins, bro.
You're high as hell right now. 9:53 in the morning. You're stoned to the bejesus.
That's always, but it doesn't
it's
matter.
Legal. It's legal now. Now you're allowed to be high now. It's legal. Thank you very much for the call, Deshaun.
I just want to point out that Slaw Dog pointed out J.J. Taylor, Damian Pierce, and Woody Marks were all mentioned today before C.J. Caffis.
That's actually true. It's actually 100% true. Big thanks to everybody who called us today. Big thanks to the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Come on, Kev, give him some reps.
First team reps.
Do us a solid. Give him some reps. Give him some first team reps today. Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be talking about Shedeur Sanders' reps with the first team. And hopefully after a big Guardians win over the Mets with C.J. Caffis in the DH slot.